248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Less than a week to go now for Congress to come up with a funding solution and avoid a government shutdown.
The White House is warning federal agencies to plan for a possible government shutdown. Texas Republican Tony Gonzalez appeared on CBS's Face the Nation.
I don't want to see a shutdown, but there is no doubt in my mind that the country is headed for a shutdown and everyone should prepare as such.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg spoke to NBC about the possible consequences.
For some House Republicans to be propelling us toward a shutdown, it means that air traffic controllers who would continue going to the towers to work would not be getting paid, not to mention that service members not getting paid.
A shutdown would begin next Sunday if Congress can't agree on a funding deal. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Still no deal between writers and studios in Hollywood. Entertainment lawyer Jonathan Handel says both sides have been trying to hammer out things before Yom Kippur.
It appears to be the informal deadline that they're shooting for. This has slid on for so many days that they're trying to use the holiday, it appears, as something of a deadline.
It's unclear when talks could resume if there's still no agreement today. Meantime, auto workers' strikes are expanding across 20 states. Their union says it's making real progress with Ford, but that's not the case with GM and Stellantis. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg talked about it today on CNN.
These auto companies can thrive in a win-win deal that does what the president has called for, which is to say that record profits should lead to record pay and record benefits for the workers who are creating all that value.
President Biden plans to walk the picket line with members in Michigan Tuesday. Ophelia's now weakening, but she is keeping power crews busy along the East Coast. Bonita Billingsley Harris is a spokesperson for Dominion Energy.
The winds were less than 5 miles per hour away from being categorized as a hurricane. So you can imagine how strong those gusts were, especially in the coastal areas, which we have a lot of coastal areas in our region.
Ophelia is still causing coastal flooding.
Congratulations to the OSIRIS-REx team.
NASA Administrator Bill Nelson praised the team navigating a space capsule that delivered asteroid samples back to Earth today. OSIRIS-REx tracked and recovered the samples over a 7-year period.
Thank you to the one and only number 15, Megan Rapinoe.
Megan Rapinoe is gearing up for her final match with the U.S. women's national team tonight. They are playing an international friendly against South Africa in Chicago. The soccer stars finally retiring after 2 World Cup wins and an Olympic gold medal. She also helped the women get equal pay in 2019. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises.
Yeah.
I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
chance for scattered storms. Tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows level off around 57. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 69. Overcast skies. Scattered thunderstorms again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 56. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 69.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight, tight, yeah. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. So why on earth should I moan?
Welcome once again, my friends, to the show that never ends. It's Seth Faces the Music, and it is as inevitable as day turning into night. That's right, we've already done the daytime. Now let's turn and look at the night. When secrets are revealed, when love is shared, and a topic that many, many people have written songs about. And today, we're going to be playing those. So join me, won't you, as we face the music together. We started off with the same song we did for day, Hard Day's Night by the Beatles, and we are going to stay in the 1960s. One of the great guitarists of all time, from his Dynamite album, Electric Ladyland, here's Jimi Hendrix with Long Hot Summer Nights.
All those inside. Everybody's on fire, but I'm snowing in a cold blizzard. Where are you when it's a hot, cold summer? Where are you when it's a hot, cold summer? Where are you when it's a hot, cold summer? This time the telephone blew its horn across the room.
scared little Annie. Clean out of her mind. Blowing the candle, he peeps out of his room, hide and seek. And grab little Annie from the ceiling. How you doing? I start to stutter. Can't you tell I'm doing fine? Can't you tell us? It was my baby talking way down across the border. She says I'm gonna hurry to you. I've been a fool and I'm tired of crying.
Rescue me. Forget what you're thinking, fire alarms go off in your head. You live in the nightgown of the sullen moon. Out the windows lean into the room. In the nightgown of the sullen moon. Drug trip is not a drug trip, so you feel a bit insulted. Spacewalk is like a spacewalk with the corresponding wave. Lost in your nothing but air with your hand in the air. And your shoelaces tied up together with care. There's a feeling of boredom, of the big whoredom. Following dressing up in the nightgown of the sun and moon. How the windows lean into the room. In the nightgown of the sun and moon.
That was John and John from Lincoln, Massachusetts, also known as They Might Be Giants, with Nightgown of the Sullen Moon. Before that, we had those 90 stalwarts Gin Blossoms with Pieces of the Night. And before that, we had Madness with Night Boat to Cairo from their excellent debut album, One Step Beyond. Stay tuned to Seth Faces the Music, everyone, because coming up after the break, we have a song that was written by Bruce Springsteen, first recorded by Patti Smith, and recorded as recently as a couple of years ago by The Midnight. We're going to play the version that's most famous coming up here on WFHR.
Teachers, learners, schools, and communities have never faced more challenges than they do in 2023. Is education a matter of national security? Major elections, artificial intelligence, educator shortages, these issues have serious implications. Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci break it down every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for you and your neighbor. Busted Pencils on the Civic Media Network.
Find previous shows and more at civicmedia.us.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
Take me now, baby, here as I am. Pull me close and try and understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed.
Because the night belongs to us.
a dream of you.
The great John Lee Hooker with Every Night. Before that, we started off the set with 10,000 Maniacs from their mega-selling Unplugged album, Because the Night, of course, written by Bruce Springsteen. That was also Natalie Merchant's swan song with the group. She went on to have a very successful solo career. Speaking of successful solo ladies, up next, we have a jazz, well, I guess the only thing to say is she's a Renaissance woman. She plays a mean piano. She has a great singing voice. She picks the best tunes. She's even married to Elvis Costello. What more could you want? Playing the old standard, The Night We Called It a Day, here's Diana Krall.
There was a moon out in space, but a cloud drifted over its face. You kissed me and went on your way. The night we called it a day. I heard the song of the spheres, like a minor lament in my ears. I hadn't the heart left to pray. The night we called. Sky.
song. No bluer was he than I. The moon went down, stars were gone. The sun didn't rise with the dawn. There wasn't a thing left to say.
It is chastising me. I was so cold, what have become of me? Take all your limbs and wrap them round your neck, so that you'll laugh at your predicament. All of the boys and girls, all people in this world, give me a dream and I will give you my word. Stay with me and bring all of your friends.
The trio of Hannah Reed, Dominic Dot Major, and Dan Rothman. They go by the name of London Grammar. And that was I Need the Night from their most recent album, Californian Soil. Stay right here, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back to Seth Faces the Music, we have a song from the breakout album of a drummer for a very popular band at the time, and it made him even more popular than ever. Find out who it is when we come back to WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. And Civic Media delivered with all-day coverage of the first Republican presidential primary debate.
The only network with every show live from Milwaukee.
I could see a scenario where Trump squeaks by again. Will people on the left be willing to accept that?
Conversation you won't find anywhere else.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow. You sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
One of the few heavy metal bands that I can handle. That was Ghost with Waiting for the Night to Fall. And careful listeners will know that that is a cover from an old Depeche Mode song. Interesting. And before that, we opened up the set with Phil Collins and One More Night. Speaking of covers, I have a nice one here from a song written by Robbie Robertson of The Band. They did their own version, but I have to say I like this one just a little bit better. Here's Joan Baez with The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down.
Virgil Kane is my name, and I drove on the Danville train till so much cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. I took the train to Richmond that fell. It was a time I remember oh so well. There goes the Robert E. Lee. Now I don't mind, I'm chopping wood, and I don't care if the money's no good. Just take what you need and leave the rest. But they should never have taken the very best.
The night they drove old Dixie down,
and all the bells were ringing. The night people were singing, they went. He was just 18, proud and brave, but a Yankee laid him in his grave. I swear by the blood below my feet, you can't raise the cane back up when it's in the feed.
The night they drove old Dixie down,
and all the bells were ringing.
The night they drove old Dixie down,
people were singing, they went.
We'll be right back.
The Marquees with their big hit Last Night, and that is going to wrap up hour one of Seth Faces the Music for this week. Stay tuned, everyone. We've got hour two just around the corner. We'll see you there.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we
WFHR, go. Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.